Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Morning Drive, ESPN 102.5 The Game. Tuesday edition, Derek Mason, Braden Gall, Marquise Munson producing. Preds back on the ice tonight. Pre-game at 6, puck drop at 7 against San Jose. Huge game, of course. They all are big at this point, even if it's just December, because they're not in the playoffs right now. So Preds need to pick up two more points, maybe start, as you said yesterday, Derek, we're not really sure what this team is right now, but they have sort of shown signs of life coming out of that losing streak now for about 2 weeks, beating St. Louis twice. You play well against Tampa and Vegas, but you don't get the points you want there. So we're sort of, without Victor Arvidsson, we're trying to figure out what this team is, trying to figure out who the number one goaltender is, which again you don't need really to figure out until later in the year, but you need to start collecting points. And you picked up two on Saturday night with a 6-4 win over New Jersey. You got San Jose coming to town tonight, huge game. We'll see who's in net, and we'll see what some of those young kids are doing for the Preds, because those are the guys that really contributed since Victor Arvidsson's gotten hurt, and of course Kyle Turris continues to be a main topic as well. In the NFL, I honestly can't believe that this is like a headline and that this is a story. But the Patriots are being sort of accused of cheating again. And the story goes, not a Patriots employee, but a Robert Kraft employee, which is sort of like, and I would compare this to the Titans, like igniting the fire, right? Or the Mariota video they did in the summer, where they went over to Hawaii and they did a 4-part series where they shot a bunch of stuff with, you know, a video crew, and they go out there and kind of make it look, hey, this is who our guy is, and blah, 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 blah. Teams do all that kind of stuff, right? The Predators do it. Everybody does it. And so there was a video crew that was sent with a scout, an advanced scout, which is also something that every NFL team does. The Titans had an advanced scout at the Texans game last week against the Broncos, because you're scouting for the following week's opponent. Well, apparently the Patriots had a guy scouting the Bengals last weekend, and the film crew, the production crew, was following him around because he's part of this, you know, content for the website for the Patriots fans on the New England Patriots official website. Again, sort of like what Igniting the Fire is or whatever, that form of content. Now, what apparently happened is the camera crew was focused on the Bengals sideline for an entire quarter. Apparently did not move. Now, Spygate, of course, if you'll remember, 2007, all about filming practice and stuff. The NFL burnt the tape on all of that. That's why we could never watch the film, right? They never released the film. They burnt the film. Well, right now, the film is being reviewed by the NFL. So they have the tape. I would advise them not to burn it this time. But once again, and it doesn't sound like they're, like, who knows if this is real or not. Bill Belichick, of course, went on with WEEI, I believe. He has to do a weekly hit with those guys up in Boston. And this was he was asked about this whole scandal that is now unfolding sort of in real time in front of us, potentially Spygate Part 2, which I hate already. But this was his answer to the questions about what took place against the Bengals.
Yeah, I heard about this, and, you know, evidently this is our production people on the TV show that were there. And we have absolutely nothing to do with anything that they produce, direct, or shoot, or anything. I've never even seen any of their tapes or anything else. So this is something that we 100% have zero involvement with. This is something that you'd have to talk to the production people about, or what they were doing, or whatever it was. Guess there's some kind of thing that they do with different departments, and they have, you know, trainers and equipment people and scouts and so forth. And again, I have no idea, so you'd have to talk to them about exactly what the project was. But from a football standpoint, we have absolutely nothing to do with the production people and what they do for the TV show and everything else. I tape a TV show with them, but that's there's no involvement whatsoever with them. I've never seen a tape or anything that they've shot anywhere in any capacity. Yep.
Well, I mean, all that sounds great, Bill Belichick. And there are some that believe you, and there are probably a lot that want to believe you. But hey, it's like the...
It's like the kid who gets in trouble
exactly.
a lot.
Exactly. Kid gets in yep. trouble a lot, and then something else happens.
And who gets blamed?
And you get blamed. You probably didn't do it, but it looks like something that you would have done.
So here's the...
So we're going to blame you until we find out yeah. what happened, or a cheating spouse, whether it be the man or the woman, and you've cheated for, you know, got caught several times, and then all of a sudden something pops up, and he or she is like, I didn't, well... You have a history.
Right.
So what am I to believe?
You get no benefit of the doubt.
Exactly.
You get none when you're the Patriots. Now, it all seems fairly innocuous. Mm. The advanced scouting is something every team does. Mm. Every team sends a guy or a person or a scout to the game they're about to play the next week to scout and film. Every team does sort of in-house video stuff for their fans. You are credentialed by the Cleveland. They were credentialed by the Cleveland Browns and allowed into the stadium by the Cleveland Browns. That's all. Everything is on the up and up until the point where a camera is staring at the Bengals sideline for the entire first quarter.
Exactly.
And the NFL is reviewing that tape. Zach Taylor, the head coach of the Bengals, was obviously very sort of like tongue in cheek, like no comment. Like he's waiting for the tape to be reviewed as well. Here's the problem, though. As Spygate unfolded like a decade later, like 2007 is when it happened, and they got heavily penalized, right?
Oh, yeah.
Wasn't Belichick fined $500,000?
Yeah, they got first-round picks taken away from them. They were fined $550,000, I think,
I think it was $250,000 for the Patriots and $500,000 for Belichick. $500,000. So that's a serious crime in the eyes of the NFL. Here's the problem. According to a Business Insider report, this is how they got away with Spygate in 2007. Advanced scouts would be sent to the games of upcoming Patriots opponents to film the play signals. The scouts would go undercover as media members with media credentials listed under Kraft Productions and were prepared with excuses of what to say they were filming if security asked. Unfortunately,
doesn't it look like the same thing over again?
Unfortunately, that's the exact same thing that they are claiming that is now happening today. So we don't know what's going to happen with the Patriots. Frankly, I'm kind of... The Patriots cheat. Like, I'm kind of done with that. I just am tired of the conversation. Here's my question, and you can explain to me how big of an advantage that would be. Certainly, we don't want anybody filming signals from any other team. That feels like it's cheating to some degree, or very much cheating. How many people in the NFL are on PEDs? If you had to guess.
I would say over half of them.
Of the players.
Yeah.
That's
on some form, HGH, some, I don't know.
Something. Yeah. But something that's pushing the envelope.
Exactly.
Tennessee Titans had their star left tackle suspended for 4 games for taking a substance whether he knowingly or unknowingly, I don't care, Taylor Lewan, you cheated. You broke the rules, and you took your suspension, and now you're playing well. Titans fans don't care. They cared when they were 2-4, and they didn't like that the offensive line sucked, and Taylor Lewan wasn't playing well, and he's getting penalties and all this other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But does anybody care right now?
No, not at all.
My question about this in general is if it wasn't the Patriots, would we care as much?
No.
Because we don't seem to care about any other form. Like, even in recruiting in high-level college football, we know that everybody cheats. We know that every team in the SEC is paying players. We know Ohio State's paying players. We know all these teams are doing that stuff. Boosters are paying players everywhere. Nobody really cares. Nobody really cares about PEDs in the NFL. Why is it that we care so much about this?
Because they're like the evil villain, you know, that people look at you know, New England, and you know, they contribute, you know, some of their winnings to, you know, them videotaping teams and having that edge up, because there was a period where they didn't win a Super Bowl. They went for a while after that without winning a Super Bowl.
Right. Like, just,
and then all of a sudden, and here's the thing, then all of a sudden they start winning again. Now people are going to tie, just like they tie Spygate into them winning championships.
Right.
They're going to tie this.
Oh, what would
whether
they do?
It's true or not, they're going to tie this into them winning Super Bowls.
Well, and everybody was like, didn't the rumors go all the way back to the 2001 Super Bowl when they upset the Rams?
Yeah.
Everyone was like, well, they were watching practice, and they were doing this, and they were doing that, and there's all kinds of these rumors about what they were doing to stop the Rams, you know, the greatest show on turf.
Mm-hmm.
And again, so here's my question. And this is what I honestly would like to hear from Titans fans on this. And maybe college football fans too, whatever. Football fans.
I think if it's your team, you don't care.
That's what I want to know. If this had happened, and the and here's the other joke. It was the Bengals.
Yeah, like, why,
well, I don't think it's just that. I think it's if they're doing this to the Bengals, there ain't no telling how many other teams they've done this this entire season.
Of course. But if one player on the Titans is on PEDs, you think everyone else is perfectly innocent? Like you just said, 50%, if you had to guess.
I think some form, and I don't consider, honestly, me, I don't consider HGH sort of a PED because your body produces it anyway.
Well, and doctors prescribe it.
Yeah, doctors prescribe it
and stuff.
And to me, I think there are a lot of guys that are doing some form of HGH.
I just think
that's the case.
Here's what I want to hear. I want Titans fans, football fans, 615-737-1025, and on the text line as well, same number. I'd like to know, this Titans team has already been hit with cheating once this year. If they go on and they go 11-5, win the division, and we find out later that they were filming advanced scouting, do people care? Are you going to forget and ignore what happened over the last 2 months and say, we did it wrong, we did it incorrectly, we broke some moral code? I just want to hear from Titans fans on this because we hate the Patriots. Everybody hates the Patriots. It's the $500,000 Bill Belichick got fined, $500,000 for doing this in 2007. What if some advanced scout for the Titans got busted filming some signs during a practice of an advanced opponent? I just would like to know what fans would think of that. I want you to chime in, 615-737-1025. We'll get to your calls and texts when we return. Morning Drive, ESPN, 102.5 The Game. If the Titans win a Super Bowl, but it turns out half the team's on PEDs and they were cheating and filming practices and stealing signals, would anybody care? We'll get to your calls. 615-737-1025. Text line is the same number as well. Reminder, we're giving away a $100 gift card to a Moments Peace Salon and Day Spa today. The question today is, what's the best strategy for getting people out of your house after hosting a party? A few people, Alec on Twitter says, turn on your favorite sporting event and start yelling at the television. A few that we've liked today. Here's one from Tyler. Walk into the room where everyone is at naked. That seems like you're risking a lot there.
Yeah.
Turn off the music and get into some seriously uncomfortable PDA with your spouse. what's more awkward for other people? If a couple around you is making out, or if a couple around you is fighting?
Fighting.
Which one's more awkward?
Fighting, for sure.
Fighting.
Really?
Yes.
I think fighting.
Because if you go to Broadway, you see that all the time anyway.
But not like in a living room. I'm talking about you're sitting on you and me and Derek are sitting on a couch, and like the host is over in the chair. Chase is on the chair with Ricky, and they're just making out over
there. Whoa.
Hey, to each his own. I mean, hey.
I'm just saying, like, I would be... I think you're right. I think the fighting is more awkward.
I think the fighting is, because at least she's like, okay, they love each other, so hey, do your thing.
A few text responses to would you care if a Titans Super Bowl resulted in all of this stuff the way the Patriots have. Somebody on the text line says, I would not care, especially if we win a Super Bowl. I think Vrabel could afford the $500,000 fine. Somebody else says, on the text line, a win is a win.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody else responded with, the Patriots coaches were run off the field by the Bills coaches before the game while the Bills were practicing this season. So there's a few responses on the text line. But your phone calls here as we talk. Patriots cheating. Titans have already been busted for cheating once this year. So it's not far-fetched to think that maybe another guy is on the team doing something weird or bizarre. Maybe they're, who knows? Raymond, first up on the show. Raymond, what's up?
Hey, guys. Good morning. I actually would care. I mean, I'd like to do things the right way, and if we got busted, I hope they hit them with the maximum that they could hit them with. I mean, to me, if it's, my kid doing something or something like that, I'm harder on him than just about anybody else. And to me, it's my team, and I hope that they hit them, maximum if they call them cheating.
I respect that.
Yeah, but,
I respect that.
I mean, hey, listen, the NFL will come down on them hard. But you know what they can't do? Take away that Lombardi trophy and take away those rings. Players wouldn't care if Vrabel, which I know he would, I'm not saying he would do that, but if Vrabel, told the scouts, film this, film that, bring it back to me, let me watch it, yada, yada, yada. We're going to put together our game plan based upon what we saw. Players have nothing to do with that.
They wouldn't even know.
They wouldn't even know. Yeah. They wouldn't even know. So the players will look at it from this standpoint. Yeah, but we won a championship. That's all that matters.
Well, but the players are cheating in their own way, which is the PED stuff.
Yeah, the PED, which I don't, I do not care. That the sport is so physical that, you know, there are some PEDs that you just shouldn't do because it destroys your body.
Well, it's extremely dangerous, yes.
But then if a guy wants to, you know, HGH, go ahead. Do it. You know, I think it should, in a new collective bargaining, I think it should be, you know, if that's what you do, that's what you do. You know, because
I would actually be okay with, I mean, again, I think there's more people doing HGH in the NFL than anybody realizes.
Yeah. So to me, like, HGH would be one of those things where, you know, I would take off the banned substance, you know, list.
Or maybe have it be moderated.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
Regulated in some way, shape, or form. Bronco chiming in. Bronco, what's up, man? Bronco.
Well, I don't have a problem. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with it. The salary cap's $191 million. In baseball, you know, the winner's $200 million. If you can't figure out a way week to week to change your signals and to change what's going on, if somebody's picking you off from second or somebody's taping your sideline, you should be able to overcome that. And that's part of the game, is changing your game in order to make your team. I don't have a problem with people seeing signs.
I think that's an interesting debate, though.
Because you can see the signs from across. Right. You know, it's easy to pick up signs.
But so where's the line, then? Because I agree, in baseball, if you're tipping your pitches, mm-hmm. and all of a sudden I realize that you're tipping your pitches, that's a you problem, man.
Yeah.
That ain't a me problem. That's just sports. I figured something out in a way. I figured out a way to beat you. It's like if I know you can't go left uh-huh. on defense and I just start going left on you, what, mm-hmm. that's not cheating. That's just gamesmanship.
Using your, you know.
Knowledge.
Your knowledge for
Is it just the filming?
And,
is that what we're saying?
I think that's
the line that we're all
that's
drawing?
That's the line. The filming is the line. If you are a, you know, because GMs, they sit in a box, you know, up high. If you, you know, are watching the other sideline, because they are. If you are watching the other sideline and you pick up on something that they're doing, then, you know, when you talk to your head coaches after the game, hey, and you got to play them again, you tell them, hey, listen, when they do this, this is what they typically get in. That's not, you can't blame him for seeing that.
Right.
You blame yourself for, you know, not changing up your signals. You know, I can't.
I agree with part of that.
I can't say, well, John Robinson is cheating because he saw the signals that Houston was given and then he told his coaches for the next game. I can't blame Robinson for that.
And I always use the Cam Newton example. If Auburn fans find out 15 years from now, Cam Newton got $200,000 to go to Auburn because Mississippi State only offered $180,000, mm-hmm. and Auburn offered him $200,000. You think single Auburn fan says that they were disappointed about that?
No,
not one of them, because they remember what happened. Yeah.
They got their championship.
They got their championship. And so, interesting text on the game text line here. If everyone is filming, why are the Patriots the only ones ever to get caught? I would be upset to lose a first-round pick over the Bengals. That's the other thing.
The Bengals of all teams.
It's the fact that you're – why do you even need to pre-scout the Bengals? Like, I don't even think you do. Steven wants to chime in. Steven, what's up?
Good morning, guys. With all due respect to that previous caller and his morals and integrity, hell no, I wouldn't have a problem with it. The Titans have been doing things the right way for 15 years. You know what? Go deflate a football. Film the Bengals. I don't give a crap. Give me New England's history. You can take Tennessee's. Hell no, I don't have a problem with it.
I mean, Steven, you make a really clean point here. Who'd you rather be over the last 20 years? Patriots fans or Titans fans?
Yeah, Patriots.
Who'd you rather be?
Yeah, Patriots fans. Yeah.
And again, I realize there's way more to it than that, right? There's Coach and Tom Brady and all this other stuff. But, like, you think a single Patriot fan feels bad about any of the scandals they've gone through?
Not one of those fans cares at all. Yeah. You know, I get it. Some people, and kudos to the caller. You got your morals and your convictions, and you stand by them, and you commend a person for that, you know. And there's a certain, I think, you know, when I'm a high school coach or a little league coach, I don't want no part of that, cheating and all that other stuff. But once you get it, once you move
millions
up
of dollars or more,
then all bets are off, man.
Do we just basically say it's like okay to cheat when it's not okay to cheat when you're young, but like if you're running a Fortune 500 company and millions of dollars on the line, you're allowed to cheat? That's sort of the system we have right now.
That's the system that we employ here in America. Like, hey,
if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying.
Hey, you ain't a billion-dollar corporation just to be a billion, just because you're a billion-dollar corporation and did everything the right way.
What are we supposed to do with these Boeing 737s?
Exactly. nothing. There's nothing to see here.
It's not really a laughing matter, actually.
Yeah, nothing to see here. Fly them.
What do we do with 100 million gallons of toxic waste? Let's put it in the river.
Ah, no one's looking.
Oh, that got serious. Cobb, what's up, man?
Fellas, good morning.
Morning.
Look, I got a huge issue with the cheating scandal or alleged scandal going on. And the reason why is because I'm a former St. Louis Rams fan. And I became a Titans fan when I moved to Nashville. And the actual Rams left St. Louis. Because I love football and I wanted to still cheer on the football team. So I moved to Nashville in 2012, and when the Rams left St. Louis, I became a Nashville Titans fan. I'm a season ticket holder, by the way. So, in regards to this cheating thing, yeah, that's a huge issue for me because we know around St. Louis what the actual Patriots did back in 01.
See, it hit home for you. Yeah, it hits home for you. So when you hear the Patriots cheating again, you're like, oh, here we go again.
Exactly. And me, I got a certain ethics and morals about sports anyway. I don't like cheating on any level, whether it be the peewee level or whether it be on the collegiate level or even, you know, professional level. I want everything to be fair, even keel for everybody. And when it comes to that topic on AGH, I'm with you. I'm with you, Mason. Hey, they need to go ahead and just lessen the blows on that or something. Do away with it. But that's all I wanted to say, fellas. Go tighten up, and let's sell out Nissan this weekend, y'all.
There you go.
There you go. I like that, Cobb.
Listen, I have no problem with the fans like Cobb and I can't, was it, I forgot the guy who called a couple minutes ago. It said, no, I don't want to win like that.
No, I get it.
Dude, I got no problem with that.
Yeah.
I'm
not going to argue it.
I respect that. Mm-hmm. I got a lot of appreciation for people that want to do things the right way. I think the majority of fans would trade a championship in their favorite sport for their favorite team for maybe bending some rules, whatever that rule may be, whether it's filming a team's practice or paying a recruit or stealing signs. Like, the Houston Astros are great at cheating, apparently. Mm-hmm. Who knows? Yeah. But, like, I just think the majority of fans, again, we say this all the time with people that, you know, are bad humans. Mm-hmm. Like, the Tyreek Hills of the world that are actually doing bad things off the field, you're not spending your Sunday in the Chiefs Stadium at Arrowhead screaming at Tyreek Hill for punching his pregnant girlfriend in the stomach. You're cheering when he scores a touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
And so I still think the majority of Ohio State fans still think Urban Meyer is a saint. Like, that's ridiculous.
They love Urban Meyer. Don't say nothing bad
because
about
he won them a championship.
Exactly.
And he beat Alabama in the process. And so, again, I think there are plenty of really good people that have good moral intentions. I also think HGH and PEDs are sort of a victimless crime. You know, it's like you're doing it to your own body. There's also the filming of signals is sort of just pushing the envelope on competitive balance. It's not like a criminal activity, like, off the field. But just think about what you put up with as a fan and what you root for. And you almost don't realize sometimes who you're – like, again, I grew up a Mets fan. Mm-hmm. And my dad and I grew up loving the Mets. And we loved the 1986 Mets. I was 4 years old, so I didn't know about all the things that Doc Gooden and Daryl Strawberry were doing.
Mm-hmm.
But my dad did, and we still loved the Mets. It's amazing how quickly you can put aside that stuff when you are winning big.
Oh, of course.
And so, again, I have a ton of respect for guys that say, no, men and women say, no, I don't want to win like that. I don't want to cheat. I want to win it the right way. And frankly, the guy who's the head coach at Vanderbilt is doing it the right way.
Mm-hmm.
And if he was dirty and cheating like crazy, maybe he would be going 9-3 every year like the guy before him. Just saying.
I'm just saying.
I'm not saying, but I'm just saying. You know what I mean? Bill Bender, Sporting News. We'll talk some college football when we come back. Morning Drive, ESPN 102.5 The Game. Derek Mason, Braden Gall. Moments, Peace, Salon, and Day Spa, $100 gift card on Twitter at 102.5_MD. Tell us the best way to get people out of your house after a Christmas party. We've got a lot of good responses. Again, I think my favorite is use the downstairs bathroom with the door open or start a fight with your spouse.
Yeah, I like
those
that
are both
one. Go
good.
In the room. You and your spouse go in the room and say, okay, this.
You don't even got to go in the room. Just do
no,
it right
no,
in
no,
the
just
room.
Do it right
no, you got to, because she has to know or he has to know it's a fake fight.
Oh, yeah, you plan it.
Yeah, so
ahead
you plan
time.
It. It's
oh, yeah,
like,
yeah.
Okay, this is what we're going to do.
It's all like right. Advanced scouting when you have film on another team, like
absolutely.
The Bengals, and you get busted for cheating. You and the wife got to make sure you do some advanced scouting on the party.
Mm-hmm.
Bill Bender joining us here from Sporting News, talking all things college football. Bill, let me ask you just sort of a general question. We're talking about the Patriots thing, and it obviously dips into recruiting in the college world that you know, Lane Kiffin gets the job at Ole Miss, and Ole Miss went through the cheating scandal. Cam Newton, the cheating scandal there for Mississippi State and Auburn. Do you think, by and large, that most major Power 5 college football fans could not care less about the cheating that happens if the result is a championship?
Yeah, absolutely not. They can lie and say they do, but they no, of course not. If you win, it's what it is. I mean, I spent a little last night arguing with my buddies about the Patriots because all I said was, based on what's out there with this one, it's not a big deal to me. It would just not. I mean, how many times have you guys been in a press box and somebody's filming something and you're not thinking, oh, they're trying to get plays down on the sideline? So in this, but I understand the Patriots' reputation. They had to look into it. That's the way I would put it.
No, you're absolutely right. I mean, it happens. And if it wasn't the Patriots, then would it be such a big deal? Probably not. But I mean, who cares? I'm gonna go the Heisman route. Obviously, we know the four finalists. But I maybe they could have gotten this sort of wrong. I think Tua still should have been a finalist. Because if you're going to put Chase in there, Chase missed games too for rule violations. Tua missed games because he was injured. But when he was playing, arguably was one of the best players in college football. And if he's not injured, then maybe, just maybe, they beat Auburn. They're still in a position where they can be one of the four teams in the playoffs. Do you kind of sort of see it that way with Tua, or do you think they got the four guys exactly right?
I think he missed maybe just a little too much, though.
Okay.
He had the injury before. But, yeah, I mean, when he's on the field, he would have been runner-up at minimum. I think with Chase, if I had to guess, and, I filed my ballot, and I'm not, we're not allowed to say who we voted for, but I would guess Chase Young finishes fourth.
Mm-hmm.
But and those three quarterbacks finish 1, 2, 3, and I think we know who's going to win. So, but yeah, I mean, high-level quarterback play, and Tua was a part of that. And I think that really leads into the playoff, actually, because all three of those guys got to the playoff. And the only reason Alabama's not in the playoff, in my opinion, is because Tua got hurt.
Oh, I 100%. Mm-hmm. Bill Bender joining us here, Sporting News. If he's healthy, he's absolutely worth 3 points against Auburn. And they win that game, and they get in over Oklahoma. So the injury and the Nick Saban decision-making throughout that whole entire process against Mississippi State, you know, I know people are happy that Alabama's not in there. Not like Ohio State, Oklahoma, and Clemson are like, you know, Cinderella stories here or whatever. But that's the reason Alabama's not in there.
Well, yeah, and I mean, if you look at the playoff, you just said it. Oklahoma, Clemson, Ohio State, throw Alabama in there. Those four schools, 17 of the 24 playoff appearances. And I think this is the real problem with the playoff. It's not expanding to eight because you'd still face the same issues that these four or five schools have really dominated the entire landscape for the last 6 years. I use the comparison to the NFL, which you guys can appreciate since you're right there. So 6 years of the playoff, only 11 schools have played in the playoffs. The last 5 years, if you just look at AFC, NFC championship weekend, so the Final Four equivalent, 15 different NFL teams have played in it. 15, that's half the league pretty much, because Baltimore will probably play in it this year. You know, that's the difference to me, is the NFL gets more teams involved. And even though the Patriots hang over the entire sport, other teams play in that game too.
Bill Bender joining us here, Sporting News. More excited about the playoff or Lane Kiffin coaching in the SEC West?
The playoff. I mean, I get Lane. I think it'll be entertaining for sure. I mean, media day. Marquise said that before I came on. Yeah, the media day is going to be great next year because he's going to throw zingers. He's probably going to throw some shade at Lane Kiffin or Nick Saban and do what he does. But now the playoff's going to be awesome. You got four teams that average more than 40 points per game and 500 yards of offense. You've got great quarterbacks. You've got great stories at all four places. The team that won 28 in a row is ranked third. I mean, that's the kind of offensive firepower we have. I mean, if you like defense, you might want to cover your eyes through these ones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you might be right. The way that Ohio State played in the championship game, now they started off sluggish. You got to credit Wisconsin and what they did in the first half. They just didn't have enough firepower to continue that for four quarters. I guess it's just semantics. It doesn't matter who's two and who's three because two and three got to play each other. But do you think because of the way Clemson played and how they just ran over Virginia, do you think they should have been number two? Again, it really doesn't matter who's two or who's three.
No, I think they're right. I think it was more of an LSU or Ohio State at one argument because of the resume, because of who they played. Ohio State did close the season against Penn State, Michigan, Wisconsin. That's not easy. And they took care of business relatively in emphatic fashion. But I think it was the way LSU played against Georgia. I mean, I just watched their offense, and I don't know how you stop them. I mean, what weakness is there? They've got a quarterback that puts it on the numbers, three really good receivers. Jamar Chase is awesome. Great play calling, good running back. I mean, there's no apparent weakness on that offense at all. And the way they just kind of sliced through an elite Georgia defense, I get Georgia's offense was banged up, but their defense wasn't. And Joe Burrow just sliced right through it. They made it look easy.
I agree. Bill Bender joining us here from Sporting News. I do think that there's a couple of questions, though, for each of these three teams at the top. I don't think Oklahoma has much of a chance, unfortunately, but you look at LSU, the question was the defense. Well, they played great against A&M and against Georgia. The question for Ohio State was inexperience with Fields and Day in critical situations, pressure-packed situations. Well, they faced that a little bit with Wisconsin. And then, of course, Clemson's problem and question is their strength of schedule. Which of those three things, or maybe none, are the bigger factors when the games actually take place?
Well, I think, you know, I agree with you. I think it's those three teams that really have a chance to win it. With all due respect to Oklahoma, I just don't think they'll get enough stops against LSU. So it comes down to a couple things. That Clemson-Ohio State game, can Trevor Lawrence throw over the top of that Ohio State defense consistently? If he can, and I think he will, I'm pretty sure Clemson's going to win that game. So, and it'll be tight, though. It's not going to be like the last time they played when it was 31-0. So that leads into the next one. If you believe Clemson and LSU are going to win and you're playing that title game in LSU's backyard, yeah, it's going to be awesome. Mm-hmm. And the thing with this playoff that I'm most excited about, honestly, is if you look at all four of these teams, and with all due respect to the rest of the positions, the skill position talent is off the charts at running back, at receiver, at quarterback. I mean, Clemson's got two awesome running backs. Ohio State's got Dobbins. No, Oklahoma's receivers are awesome. And so, like I said, this is where the game is. It's one with your offense. I think the elite teams see that, and they see it at quarterback, and it doesn't matter if it's a transfer quarterback. If they can get the ball to these guys, they're going to be successful.
Who are you taking, Burrow or Lawrence, right now?
Just to start your NFL team.
Right now.
Oh, don't ask me that.
I'm asking buddy. You because Braden asked me, and I had the same response you had. Like, seriously?
Well, the reason I said it, you know, I'm in Ohio, and most of my buddies are Bengals fans, and I'm this snobby Packers fan. So, you know, if I had my way, you know, the Packers would draft either one of them and let them sit for a few years and then just continue that trend. I think I would go Lawrence. Just because I think he's got an arm like I've never seen. I think, you know, the way he keeps his eyes down the field. He threw a couple interceptions this year. Everybody lost their mind. They haven't said much the last seven games because he's thrown 20 touchdowns and no interceptions. So, and that Burrow's really good. Burrow's done an awesome job in that offense. I think if you're a Saints fan, you're thinking, well, they got our passing coordinator, and he's making this look pretty easy. Could he replace Drew Brees? And, you know, just that's a conspiracy theory. But if it happens, you guys can say I said it first.
Well, as a snobby shareholder of the Green Bay Packers stock here in Nashville, I share your sentiments.
Yeah, I mean, you know, both of those guys are going to be good, though. And that's another part of the quarterback play here. Both of those guys are probably going to be the number one pick in the NFL draft. Think about that. Like, you could get that matchup in the championship game. Oof. And both teams have just awesome receivers. Like I said, I mean, Jamar Chase, CeeDee Lamb, T.
T. Higgins, Garrett Wilson, a freshman for Ohio State. He's kind of the next one. They're all awesome. So I'm really looking forward to it. I think the committee, you know, they obviously got it right because there was no way to get it wrong. I mean, Oregon helped them out. So but what about that, guys? Let's say Oregon had one loss. Would you have taken them over Oklahoma? I probably would have.
If they would have beaten Auburn, yeah. if their loss was to, you know, I guess, or either one, I guess. But I agree. I think the defense is better. Their resume is probably a touch better, especially if the win is over Auburn. You know, I think it was Oklahoma by default. If I asked you, you know, Bill, hey, is Oklahoma one of the four best teams any other year of the playoff? The answer is probably no, right?
Right. I would have taken Oregon. I thought I was impressed with how they played. You know, they've got an NFL quarterback, too. Great speed on the outside. Good defense. Thibodeau is a beast. He's only a freshman. That's scary. You know, so, they got it right in general. I thought conference championship weekend was pretty scripted, and there wasn't a ton of surprises other than that. But, like I said, this is one year where most years, the last 3 years in particular, I was kind of resigned to, we're going to get Alabama and Clemson, and that'll be fun. But this year, now that we have more than one team or two teams that can win this thing, I think it adds to the allure of these semifinals, which will be a lot of fun.
Bill Bender, Sporting News. Thank you so much, man. Enjoy the playoff. Have a good holiday.
Hey, thank you. Take care, guys. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Fellow snobby Packer fan in Ohio. I like that. Yes. Are we all just snobs, Packer fans?
You know one team that that better not get Trevor Lawrence? I swear, if they get Trevor Lawrence, I will not watch football again. I'm going to tell you who that team is on the other side.
All right. We'll be right back. Morning Drive. You're listening to Morning Drive live from the Wholesaling Studio, powered by RumbleOn.com. We're going to get to stick to sports in about 10 seconds. Derek, you have 10 seconds.
10 seconds.
To tell everybody what team you would just quit watching football if they got Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah, if this team got Trevor Lawrence, I would stop watching football. And no, it's not the New England Patriots.
Although I would stop that,
too. Yeah, that too.
I just don't want to see that.
Yeah. It would be the Indianapolis Colts. If they got Trevor Lawrence, that means they would have went from Peyton Manning, Andrew Luck, to Trevor Lawrence.
That's just absolutely disgusting to think about.
Absolutely.
Unless you're a Colts fan, of course.
Yeah.
The world is a crazy place.
Crazy sounding pretty good right now.
Let's lighten the mood.
After all that seriousness, you're just going to crumple it up and throw it in the trash.
And stick to sports. Now, on Morning Drive.
And as always, Stick to Sports is brought to you by Decorated Den Interior. Stick with the pros at Decorated Den. When you're ready, single men, people that are just moving here, families, if you don't have the time to decorate your place, then go see Bonnie at Decorated Den. She will take care of your home, office, or outdoor spaces. Request a complimentary appointment, which is free. She's one of the best in the business, so go check her out online at DecoratingDen.com.
Number one.
Okay, before I explain this question on Stick to Sports, I would like to send out a disclaimer that we are not trying to tell people, especially grown people, what to wear out in public. That is your business. If you want to wear pajamas to Walmart, like I see all the time in Lower Antioch, hey, by all means, do so.
I disagree. I'll tell everybody what they should and shouldn't wear.
I wear pajama pants to
Walmart.
I have sports apparel violations, but it's really just about sports apparel.
Yeah,
obviously for my Nike fit. Yeah, I can
tell. You look good.
Yeah,
you look good though.
I appreciate that, fellas. But Lizzo, who I just played coming into Stick to Sports. Now, I love Lizzo. Her music is awesome. You know, she's nominated for a lot of Grammys this year. She deservingly so deserves to win a couple of those Grammys.
She seems like a larger than life personality.
Yes, she is.
She's bubbly. She's a very bubbly personality, and
yes,
I love her,
is.
And I love her for it. But she went to a Lakers-Minnesota game this week, and she had a dress on. The back was cut out of her dress on purposely, I might add. And
where on the back, though? Not like on her shoulders or in the middle of her back.
No, backside.
It was around the rumpus.
And she was wearing a thong. So basically, she's walking around the Lakers-Minnesota Timberwolves game.
Was this in L.A.?
I want to say it was in Minnesota. No, it might have been it was in L.A. I'm pretty sure it was in L.A. And she's walking around, you know, and she has per backside showing. And look, and like I said, I'm not here to say what you should wear and what you should not wear. I've seen a lot of people talk about, well, if the cheerleaders can wear it on the court, how come she can't? A lot of people are defending her. But look, all of that is all fine and dandy, but you just don't show up to a game like that. There's, you know, you just don't do that. I don't think so, but that's just me.
No, the cheerleaders are not walking around with thongs on and out there prancing. So don't give me that, oh, the cheerleaders are wearing that stuff too. It's that argument is done over with.
I don't think it was a thong, but it was pretty close to
no,
a thong.
No, that was a basic thong she had on. Listen, Lizzo, if you're on stage, then fine. You know, you're a performer, you're on stage, you do what you do. But
I mean, Janet Jackson wore a pasty to the Super Bowl.
But and this goes for Lizzo or anybody else. I don't care if you were, you know, 100 pounds or 500. It doesn't matter. You don't wear that to a game. Kids are sitting. It's just.
What if you're the kid sitting right behind her?
It's
the second row.
Tasteless.
An 8-year-old.
It's classless. Sometimes people, when they get a lot of money or a lot of fame, they just feel they can do whatever the hell they want to. No, you can't. Well,
maybe
okay,
maybe she just wants sports talk shows to talk about her.
Probably so. Everybody talks about. Everybody's talking about her, and not in a good light. And if you do have something bad to say, don't. It's not because of her weight. It's because of what she's wearing in public. And people are making it seem like, oh, it's because she's a bigger girl that people have a problem. No, it's not.
That doesn't even factor.
It doesn't factor into it. If she was a thin girl, it doesn't matter. You know. That shouldn't be worn in a public place like that at a basketball game.
I'm very torn. There's one side of me that's like the parent and like the adult in the room that feels exactly how you feel, Derek. That's like, no, like let's be you know, just be an adult and be classy and like consider other people and
just be considerate.
And then there's the other side of me that's like, no, this is America. Wear whatever the heck you want. You're a weird artist who artists do weird things and act in weird ways and dress in weird ways. And I get that they're weird and art creative people are weird and like I. Do whatever the heck you want. So, like, I'm kind of torn on this. If that's, you know, be who you want to be. If you want to be flamboyant, be flamboyant. I get it. I probably lean towards you guys. I feel like I'm kind of getting older and just saying, listen, man, you got to consider kids. In general, it's about kids. Like, to me, it's about the kids. It's not about anything else. I don't, like, adults see worse than that on their computers every single day. So, I don't think anything about adults, but it's about if there's a bunch of kids sitting in your section and they're staring at your bare ass in the middle of a basketball game,
it's just
not going to go over well with parents.
Listen, and if they don't allow certain signs and stuff like that in arenas,
don't say a word about China now.
Then they shouldn't allow
Free Hong
that.
Kong.
They shouldn't allow that because there are certain things they just don't allow you to bring into stadiums.
Now the dress
or arenas.
The dress only had like, and this was what's weird. The dress also had like a skinny piece of fabric that kind of would like go down the middle of your bottom. I'll say.
It was like, a bad look.
There was another piece of fabric, so there was two pieces. I think that's how she got away with it or something, because there was basically just two cutouts where, like, the butt
and
cheeks
then,
would be.
Again, and then the people that is in our circle, you have to be truthful enough to her and say, listen, don't wear that. Kids are in, it's going to be an arena. Don't wear it. I know it'll bring you a lot of attention, and all attention is good attention in that world. But don't wear that. Just be somebody, and I guarantee you, everybody in her camp was like, "Oh yeah, wear it, girl, wear it." No,
you
don't
do you,
wear it.
You do you.
Yeah, don't wear it. No. Like, like what you call it? No.
You Kevin Hart.
Kevin Hart.
You sound like my 3-year-old right now.
No.
I said, go wash your hands. No, Dad.
Like Kevin Hart said, no. Don't do that.
He wasn't ready.
They wasn't ready.
Number 2.
Oh, man. All right. So if I were to describe it's from someone that does not live in America, how would you describe American food? Like, what would be, is it hamburgers? Is it hot dogs? What would be, this is an example of American food.
I mean, yeah, like pizza and hamburgers and hot dogs are like basic 4th of July sort of chicken wings.
Something unhealthy and fatty, you know, basically.
Covered in some sugary
exactly,
sauce.
Absolutely. Something high in sugar.
And fat.
In fat, yeah.
But right. Delicious.
Yeah, but good. It's as good as you know what.
All right, so let me ask you guys
everything.
Yeah, let me ask you guys if this is delicious now, because South Korea has a pizza. This is their Papa John's affiliate in South Korea, an American hot dog pizza that has not just hot dog bites. I'm talking about a full
hot dog,
a full hot dog on there. And it's also topped with chili salsa sauce, mozzarella cheese, cheddar potato, onions, Dijon mustard sauce, pickle relish. Parsley.
I mean, we are sort of a laughing stock.
You know what?
We are a laughing stock around the world for a lot of reasons. Unfortunately, obesity is a very serious issue in this country, and it is a problem that very few countries have compared to us.
But you know what? I think that would be good.
Oh, God.
That pizza, I think that pizza would be good.
I just threw up in my mouth listening to him talk about it.
I think that pizza would be good.
No, it doesn't sound good at all. There's nothing on this.
I think if you bite into it, if they were to make this,
can I spit it out?
No. If they were to make this at your favorite pizza joint, in your area, East Nasty, East Nasty. If they made this over in East Nasty,
they do make some weird stuff at Five Points.
I think you would eat it. I think you would eat. At least you would try it.
I can't do the chili cheese hot dog thing anymore. My body doesn't let me do it. I can't do it.
Okay, if your body lets you do if you didn't have that reaction, sitting on the throne for a while.
Well, yeah, if I didn't have a reaction to any food, I would just eat pizza and chicken wings every meal. Like, I would just cover everything in chili and cheese.
No, Brayden, I think you would try it one time. The only reason you wouldn't eat it consistently because of what it does to your body.
Oh, I'm too old. Yes. I'm too old to eat that crap.
But I think it would be so good.
Now, like when I make chili at home, like I make it with turkey now. That's how lame I am. I make it with turkey meat. Everything lame. I do, I don't use red meat for anything anymore because I just can't. I can't. It's not good for me. I can't eat it. You know, all that stuff. But I like the Skyline chili thing. It just it appealed to me when I was like 12. It has not appealed to me in a long time. Like cover chili with like onions and chips and like hot dogs, like a chili dog has I probably had a couple of those in high school, a chili dog, but
can't
like that just doesn't appeal to me. It does not. There's not a part of that sounds good to me, and I know that makes me un-American. Maybe
sounds good to me,
but like it doesn't sound good to me.
Chili cheese dog sounds
especially
great
not
right
made
now.
From a fast food pizza place where like I know the quality of the food is not like, and it's Korea. What's really in the meat? Let's honestly ask that.
Make you want to think.
Well, how do they make hot dogs here in America versus everywhere else? Hot dogs are dangerous, man.
Yeah, they are.
That's all I'm saying. All right, we got to go to break. Around the NFL when we come back.
Hey, everybody. Lady Luck here. And we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.